They may be older, but they still attract many visitors. Slovakia's prime minister has confirmed that his country will send more than a dozen Soviet-era warplanes to Ukraine, which has been invaded by Russia. Heard through an interpreter, Prime Minister Eduard Heger said that Slovakia would deliver 13 MiG-29 aircraft.
Today the government decided and unanimously approved an international agreement on the basis of which it decided on the donation, on the provision of MiG-29s and part of the KUB air defence system to Ukraine. I would like to declare clearly from this point and to assure the Slovak citizens that we have made a decision in a constitutionally pure form in accordance with the Constitution.
The move came one day after Poland pledged to send 4 MiG-29 warplanes that Ukrainian pilots were trained to fly. The decision by Slovakia and Poland to deliver these fighter jets came despite warnings by Russia that it would destroy any warplane given to Ukraine by its allies. The move also added to tensions within the Visegrad Group, a political and cultural alliance comprised of Slovakia, Poland, the Czech Republic and Hungary. Of all four nations, Hungary arguably has the closest ties with Russia. It has refused to deliver any weapons to Ukraine, saying it prefers a ceasefire and peace talks. Hungary also opposed several sanctions against Moscow. And besides Turkey, Hungary is the only European member state of NATO that has still not ratified the enlargement of the military alliance to include Finland and Sweden. Hungary's main ruling Fidesz party said it was only prepared to vote on the issue on March 31st after postponing the ratification several times. Some Hungarian lawmakers raised doubts about whether to support the NATO membership applications by Sweden and Finland, citing what they call blatant lies from Stockholm and Helsinki about Hungary's perceived violations of democratic values. Ironically, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Friday that his country would agree with Finland's membership. As the political wrangling continues, so does the bloodshed in Ukraine. In addition, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Russia's President Vladimir Putin for alleged war crimes, potentially complicating his travel plans. Since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year, hundreds of thousands of soldiers and civilians are believed to have been killed or wounded, while millions were displaced. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos in Budapest.